open this infrastructure committee, please? Can I have some order down there? And now it's Christmas cheer and we're all cheerful, chatty, and nice to see that you're all here. Thank you. So we'll go through it for today, 11th of December. So we'll go through the agenda topic, please. Apologies. We've got no apologies. Councillor Deakin, we have two. My apologies. But yes, we are right. Can we move it? Can I have a... Councillor Callaghan?
Seconded.
Councillor Hobbs, thank you very much. Attendant, staff present, be identified. We have Dr. Palmer here. Thank you, Dr. Palmer. Welcome. Confirmation of agenda. Got any additions? Anything else we want to add onto the agenda? No, we have nothing. Okay, conflict of interest. Members need to reminded, need to stand aside. Got none of that either. Public forum. I don't believe we have anyone in the public forum here. No. Presentations? No presentations apart from just the usual there, Dr. Palmer. Confirmation of minutes. Well, we can't do that, can we?
Nope.
No, there isn't any. And matters for decision number 8. We've got a consideration of draft terms of reference infrastructure committee.
I'd like to move.
Do you like to move
the draft terms of reference be confirmed as our terms of reference?
Thank you very much. And we have a seconder there, Councillor Moon. Wonderful. Matters for noting. Do we do that now? We do that at the end. We discuss the
motion.
We put the motion.
The motion.
Okay.
Discussion.
All right. Do we have any discussion on that motion? No? All in favour?
Aye.
We say aye. Against? Carried. Okay. So we're straight into our consideration of draft terms of reference.
We're just done it.
We don't have to go through it. No. That's all right. Now, there's just one more thing, may we please. Dr. Palmer, while we've got you sitting here, if that's all right, and your lovely able team, are we able to have 5 minutes from you and your team with an update, please, on the flooding? Would that be okay?
Yes, Madam Chair, happy to give a brief overview and answer any questions.
All right. Tell us how it went and what happened and what did you learn?
Well, I'll get Dr. Payan to talk about the lake situation, the flow situation and the outlook, and then Ms. Mifflin can talk about infrastructure and schemes, but just wanted to highlight that the situation we have had and still have is a mountains to the sea.
Yes.
Even though in the media it's been given prominence around the headwaters and the lakes, we've also got two floods protection schemes, and so that's been very important in terms of our monitoring. I was in Wanaka in Queenstown yesterday, and communities were functioning as per normal. There was a bit of disruption around the shops fronting Lake Wanaka yesterday. They'd clearly been impacted, but things looked largely normal, and the lakes were receding. There was a very distinct debris line which showed the high tide mark, and the lake was quickly receding. And also note that we've been in touch with West Coast and Canterbury as a collegial set of regional councils, just to make sure we're all doing okay from a resourcing point of view, and we have been. So that's been happening in the background as well.
Good. Now, I might introduce, if you don't know, everybody. This is Dr. Jean-Luc Payan here from Natural Hazards, and we have Michelle Miffin here on the right. So, Jean-Luc, if you have anything to add to Dr. Palmer, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, I can give you a very quick overview of what happened in the last week, 10 days, and what we're expecting in the next week. So we had heavy and sometimes sustained rain in the headwaters of both Lake Wakatipu and Lake Wanaka catchments since early November, and that's continued in early December. Basically, what was happening is rainfall events succeeding, fronts coming in, filling the lake without enough time for the lakes to recede between each front, and that gradually built up the lake levels up to significantly high levels. Lake Wanaka, if I take 99 as a reference point, was the highest since 99.
Yes.
Also, we were a good meter below 99 levels. It's been 20 years we didn't see that kind of levels in the area for Wanaka. For Wakatipu, if I again take the 99 level as a reference, we were the second highest since that time, and that's still quite well below that 99 level, about 1.4 meter below. But those levels hasn't been, you know, experience in this area, in that area for a long time. now, like Gavin said, this water now has been flowing downstream and keeping the Clutha River high, and the expectation in that river to stay high days. The lower catchment, basically from Roxburgh down, we were lucky not to have rain, so basically what we're dealing for the moment with is rain from the headwaters coming down in the Clutha system. In terms of what ORC did during the event, so we were providing information about weather and what this means for the lakes and rivers in the area. So we are providing daily and sometimes twice daily situation reports on what's happening and what are the forecasts. We also responded to several media queries, and we use different means of getting the information out. And one thing I'd like to highlight is we've put a specific web page on the Regional Council website to gather all the information, so it's, everything is in one place. Just before I let Michelle explain consequence on the schemes, Alexandra and Lower Clutha schemes, forecast. So for the moment, the lake are still high. They're going receding steadily. We expecting maybe more rain on Friday. That's not a very, very heavy rainfall event, but that could slow the recession slightly. And maybe, although it's quite early stage for the moment, but maybe more rain on Monday. But for the moment, the forecast we've done also based on very early stage rainfall forecasts are only showing basically we'll have the same level as we have today if we have significant rain coming on Monday, happening again on Monday. So it's not, for the moment, what we can see is it's not going to be, again, a significant rise with consequence on the ground.
Thank you, Jean-Luc. Just before we go to Ms. Miffin there, Councillor Lewis, did you have a question?
I just had a question to do with Met Service and the warnings. I don't recall a warning that suggested that that would be the outcome. I've seen warnings that Met Service have put out for rain in the headwaters and things like that, and it didn't seem any different that took the warning from, frankly, countless warnings that we've seen before. Did this take people by surprise, or were we expecting from Met Service this kind of outcome?
Through Madam Chair, Met Service give forecasts of the weather. They don't give forecasts of the hydrological impact of the weather, so they're not forecasting lakes. So what we had here, as Dr. Payana said, was over a number of weeks, and we've been watching this very closely, the lake rising through a series of large but still not extraordinary amounts of rain, but not being able to recede back to normal levels before the next one comes through. So from a special weather warning point of view, the precipitation is sort of not unusual, but it's because of the spacing of them had this effect on our alpine lakes.
Well, that was the next question I was going to ask. So, okay, everything went to projected schedule. Were the dams released quick enough? So Clyde and Roxburgh, because they seem to come later in the piece.
Yep. So Roxburgh initiated their flushing procedure, which commences prior to a flood arriving, but expecting a flood to arrive, and that's to do with sediment movement in Lake Roxburgh. In respect of both reservoirs, though, they don't provide flood storage. They have a very limited operating range. They're effectively run of river because the hydro storage is effectively in Hawea, Wakatipu and Wanaka. They're actually the head ponds, if you like. So it has pretty limited effect on flooding. But as the flood flows ramp up, they effectively just start to discharge what's arriving into the reservoir, and that's what we've seen with the gates. They've operated in accordance with their procedures.
So in other words, they're not there for flood mitigation for our problems, they're there to deal with their own problems, which is they've got too much water.
Hydro schemes, like those sorts of hydro schemes, operate on a run-of-river type thing. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for that. Councillor Calvert, please.
Proposed, or I don't know where it is in the system, rain radar that's supposed to be coming, will that make a difference to anything, and when is it actually supposed to be coming?
Yeah, so the plan is to have the rain radar operative in winter 2020, but focus of that instrument will be the east, the coast, not really looking to the mountains. So that having the radar will not help a lot to see what's coming from the west.
Headwaters.
Yeah, from the headwaters. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Dr. Payan. Ms. Mervin, have you anything to add that you would like to say, please?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Not too much. I'm Michelle Mifflin, Manager of Engineering. I've met most of you, I think. Look, from an engineering perspective, I'll touch very lightly on the schemes and how they worked and how they're currently working. In Queenstown Lakes District, we have a training line up at the Reese. We also have a training line down near the lower Shotover Delta. We're currently monitoring those visually, and we're currently organising helicopter surveys that will capture videography and photography and also GPS data on those headwater schemes. Sorry, that was not correct. On those schemes placed above those lakes, and sorry, down in the lower Shotover. In terms of the Clutha, where we have what we call a blue sky type of flooding situation now, where we're monitoring and putting our efforts into the Clutha scheme, which is currently, I didn't get to the situation report, but we're expecting that to be about 2,000 cumex. The system is operating well. The mouths, both coastal mouths, are open and operating very well. Our spillway is still within capacity. There's a spillway at Inch Clutha, which takes flooding over. In terms of engineering actions post the next few weeks, we will be undertaking these river surveys, which provide us with valuable data to sort of highlight any areas that are probably have erosional issues that we need to focus and reprioritise. We're also accelerating a geotechnical assessment to ensure that the capacity and the duration of the flooding in our flood scheme at Clutha is well within our risk areas. And we are also looking at survey for our debris marking, which provides valuable data to also monitor down the Clutha.
Thank you.
Everything's working as it should.
Thank you, Councillor Hobbs and Councillor Wilson.
Just a wee question. With all the stuff that went out from the Clutha mouth, from the two, what's it like along the coast? I mean, I went walking, but I couldn't. I'm thinking of penguins, okay?
Right. Yeah,
if you've got so much turbidity out there in coastal waters at this time of the year, it's quite rough for them.
Yes. At the moment, the turbidity reflects currently the flood situation. The mouths are operating currently mostly on low sea levels, so it is being carried away and flushed quite rapidly.
Okay. Not spreading too far. Yeah.
There is a concern about wildlife, actually, in these events. So,
Thank you. And Councillor Wilson, you have a question, please?
Two questions are unrelated. The first one is, interesting, you use the tide mark of the debris. And I noticed, I think, somewhere that Wanaka, they're going in the community
cleaning
clearing it up.
Yes.
Does that compromise your way of measuring? Because I never thought of that as being a measure. It's quite an interesting way of doing it. Yeah.
There's the river debris marking versus the lake debris marking. So we are looking at some of that debris marking, well aware that Wanaka is quite eager to clean that up. But it has a different metric.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, the lake as compared to the river, the river debris marking.
Okay. And this is... probably a dumb question, but I had the pleasure of being up in Queenstown yesterday and looking at the flood and how normalised it was. It was... Everyone just going about their business as normal, and even though the water was lapping there, it was incredible. But coming down and seeing the Shotover, which is a interesting floodplain area, I presume, and seeing quite a lot of infrastructure actually in the flood, not in the flood area, on the riverside. With
the floodplain.
The floodplain. Is it,
the development.
The development of sewerage works and things like that, or extension or different sewerage works. I'm not saying this wrong. I don't think there's anything significantly wrong about that, but as you... as we look at climate change and the events that may happen, how forward-thinking are we about those sort of risks? Mm.
The placement of those things.
Yeah. I mean, it's brand new,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, we think it's a curious placement of infrastructure on the Delta. It's not our infrastructure. As to the training line, we constructed that in 2010, partly because we recognised that in the Alpine areas, flood flows would increase. Mm. And what we've seen in the last week or so is our infrastructure working as intended. The purpose of the training line is to prevent the car out, the shot of a river entering the car out on the airport side, because if it does, it elevates water levels in Lake Wakatipu. So the idea is to prevent it from accessing that side. The other thing we have done is remove willows from the delta to give it more space for the shot over river to deposit sediment on the delta, so it doesn't get deposited during a flood in the Kawerau River and cause a constriction.
Thank you. Dr. Palmer, I just want to ask you as a debrief now, do you, even though you're science and operations, do you debrief with, say, civil defence, emergency management on how it went? I'm curious to know, does there, you know, is there another further link that you follow that, you know, there's kind of layers and then you get together and you discuss perhaps what's gone on?
Yeah, so we've been, the team, it's quite a big team involved, get together quickly every day, normally 1 o'clock, and in fact at 1 o'clock today they're having a debrief. So because the event's going on, it was timely to just get together, check in, what's going well, what can we change, because we will see elevated lake levels for weeks, I think, and there continues to be a heightened risk of the flows causing the lakes to go back up again. So it's certainly not over.
Thank you very much, Dr. Palmer, and may I say thank you also for all the updates you provided.
Yeah, they were
absolutely
they were
brilliant.
Really good.
They were visual for someone like me who likes visual, and we are probably thanking Dr. Jean-Luc and Michelle Payne as well. And also, could you pass our thanks to Michelle Paul at Civil Defence on behalf of Chris Hawker as well, because I can see there has been some have come from her as well, and we really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any further questions, councillors, of our staff members?
Only one. It's going to rain all next week.
Councillor
Lewis.
Yeah,
I saw that too.
Well, the farmers will be happy.
So I was wondering, have we factored that in or anything?
Yes, we're always looking ahead. As I said at the start, we've got to be really careful we don't become very focused on lakes and don't think about the whole system, mountains to the sea. So we're always thinking ahead. One of the things about an event like this is that we don't burn up all our staff resources really early on. So we're being really careful to make sure that we're using our staff, our limited staff resource, really, really carefully, because, as I said, I think this will go on for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. I think we'll have elevated lake levels for weeks, and I say that because the slow recession creates that period within which the next front comes and causes it to go back up again. So any reduction will be sort of stepwise.
I've just changed my holiday plans.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Councillor Wilson. Yes.
I think it's unfortunate that there hasn't been focus on the fact that the hydro dams are very, very high and we're going to have cheap electricity this year. And it always seems to be that we focus on the negative side of these events, and it always comes with something that's pretty good as well.
Are we going to have cheap electricity?
I doubt if we're going to
have cheap electricity. Thank you.
Well, you'd have to ask why not.
Follow what's going on with
It's ironic, isn't it? One side's completely west on the west coast and the east side's hanging out for it. Dr. Palmer, thank you very much. If there's nothing else from anybody, we will close this committee.
Thank you, people.
Thank you.